Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My God, that's Bobby Blanco's music. Bobby, they had a lot of innings to score, and they didn't last night. Mackenzie Gore has a terrible record, but man, he's pitched pretty well.
The record for a starting pitcher, Danny, as you know, is just something that you shouldn't really go too much on. And Mackenzie's getting one of those seasons where he is one of the best pitchers in the National League, should be an all-star, but just doesn't have the wins to show for it. And, you know, I think some of the Nationals hitters took kind of the blame of that last night after that outing. They only managed three hits. They didn't play to run. They didn't take a single at-bat with a runner in scoring position in that loss to the Padres to drop that series. And, you know, especially now the universal DH, that's not McKenzie's fault. McKenzie pitched as good as you could against one, period, but two, against a tough lineup like the Padres have. That's a game that the Nationals need to come away with a win. I'm sure they're kicking themselves that they didn't provide more run support for him, because every 5 days, essentially, that he takes the mound, they have a really darn good chance to win, but his record just hasn't shown that they've been able to do that.
Which of their three hits was your favorite yesterday? The Young bunt single in the sixth, the Cole single to center in the fifth, or the Lyle single to right in the third, right before he got picked off? Which one did you like best?
I know you're doing a bit, and I saw your ranking on Twitter, but like, I actually think the Jacob Young bunt single was my favorite, because that's something I think Jacob needs to do a little more often. And we know his offense hasn't come around too much this season. Get some bunt singles down. Get into your groove. Get in the scoring position for this team. I think that's where he's most valuable.
All right. I actually think that is the right answer.
Yeah, I actually think it was fun. I would recommend doing that one again. The bunt single. Just bunt the ball every now and again.
All
we're not hitting.
All three hits were really good. Hey, I want to work this in really quick, Danny.
Yeah.
So part of the reason I wanted to get Bobby on was because I think he broke the story today that Travis Sikora is getting bumped up to Double A. Sikora has been at Wilmington, just dominating A-plus hitters. He's not being tested in any way. He's got some of the most dominant stats we've seen among minor league pitching in years. 40 innings, 70 strikeouts, and like 15 hits given up this season with an ERA barely over 1 and an average against that's well under 100. So I bring this up to ask you, number one, like, what do we need to know about the promotion to Double A? But also, what does this mean for the timeline? It seems like they're hitting the gas pedal here a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Travis was just absolutely dominant at high A. I actually wondered if they were going to, early on in the season, have him skip it altogether. I know the Nationals do that for their hitters because the Wilmington ballpark is just not hitter-friendly. So they decided to send him there anyways. Obviously, he's a pitcher, and he just completely shoved. I mean, like you mentioned the stats, he, you know, struck out 47 over 20, almost 30 innings, only walked 8. Only about 4 runs and 12 hits in 6 starts. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. So, he'll be going up to Double A Harrisburg. I don't think he's there quite yet, but he'll be like scheduled to make his first start for them early next week. I think they're in Altoona. I think they play 3 games at Altoona and then come home and play 3 games against them next week. So it'll be sometime next week, his first Double A start. For his timeline, he's just shoving everywhere he goes. I mean, he is only 21 years old. He was drafted 2 years ago out of high school. But he's been one of the fastest rising prospects, not just in the national system, but in all of minor league baseball. I mean, he is catching the national attention of some, you know, minor league baseball eyes because of how well he's pitched over these last 2 full seasons. already reaching double A as a 21-year-old. If he pitches really well, I mean, we saw it. They gave him six starts in a high A and said that's enough. So if he pitches really well again over six, seven, eight starts at a Harrisburg, you know, we could see him finishing the season at Rochester, testing his stuff there. I know people want to see him at the major league level by the end of the season. I mean, it would depend how the Nationals themselves are situated at the end of the season in September. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened, but with the way this guy's been pitching, I mean, I think the sky's the limit for him, including this year.
Bobby, super quick, you mentioned where they're situated. It's 81 games played for the team, right at the halfway mark. They're now in fifth place, which is last in the East, fifth worst record overall in baseball. Just kind of give me a state of the union here.
Yeah, I mean, they're on pace now to only win 66 games this year, and that's going to be, what, a five-game, you know, fewer than they've won the past 2 years. So they need to have a strong second half. I mean, and that starts, you know, not just after the All-Star break, but these next couple weeks leading up to it. I know they got a tough schedule, three games in Anaheim this weekend before they come home to face the Tigers, who have the best record in the majors. But, yeah, they need to start playing, you know, legit baseball, because otherwise, you know, especially with all the talk, you know, after they got to 71 wins 2 years ago, that was a huge leap. And then, you know, I think that you can say they improved last year, even though they won the same amount of games. But then entering spring training, all the talk of them being better this year, here to compete, here to win now, play meaningful games in September, and then now you're on pace to win five fewer games, that's not going to be a good look for this team. So I don't think you can point to too many positives if they only win 66, 67 games. They need to have a really strong second half, and that starts tomorrow night in Anaheim.
Bobby, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Anytime.
Enjoy the night off from Nats baseball. Not just Bobby who covers them, but you guys as fans.
Here we go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anybody? Nothing? No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.